Ramal says, Hapshutos. We're talking about when you have letters that are made up of one line going down. Previous Sif is talking about letters like a hey, that have two legs. And the right one got a break in it or a hole in it. Now we're talking about a vav, or we're going vav, or zayin, shenivsa l'regel, nun k'yitzuvot, a long nun. Over here is a different problem. It's the same thing. If it's long, if it's short, it's a yud, and then it's longer, it's a vav or a zayin, and if it's even longer, it's a nun sofi. So in Leila, we have to test it by a child who is not a chacham and not a tivish. It means that he knows to read the letters properly, but he doesn't know how to read the words properly. And therefore, if he knows how to read the words, automatically he will, if it's supposed to be levodcha, a chof at the end, so even though it looks like a resh, he'll read it like a chof, because he's expecting to see that. In lapos, if the child reads it at the wrong letter, then it'll be possible. And so the chassis leshar oisis kumashinogin. Chava holds you don't have to cover the letters before and afterwards, because anyway we're dealing with a child who is looking at letters and not looking at words. The ma'isa, the Rishabu brings the Mokan of Rav Hashem Marit, that one should cover the words written before it, but he doesn't have to cover the words afterwards, because we're concerned that if he starts reading from beforehand, he may know this parsha by heart or whatever, and continue reading the way he is used to reading. The letters afterwards, everybody reads, you don't have to follow. Things there are more. And we, in on a roim, shalonisha, tzurisa, ois, ketikuna, yposel, apopisha, tina, koyos, akarachosa. If we know for sure the letter is missing something, even though the child would read it properly, it won't help us. In other words, you cannot make something possible kosher. You can make something which is in doubt whether it's the right length or not, to just tell us no, it's Poseidon. So, for example, in a case of you have an Aleph, which is made up of Vav in the middle and the Yud on the top and the bottom. The Yud is not connected. But it's close enough that a child will read it as an Aleph. That is still possible. Because the Maaseh, we know there's a crack in the letter. It's a Mechaba. Hodem Afshirin and Shenifzik O'Yisdav Shenifta B'Kashris V'Afkach Nifzik. That's it. A case that we say that the Machshir, when the letter was has a hole in it and there's a break in the letter, that is only talking about a case where it was written Bekashris. And then afterwards it got the hole. Avol and Mitchilos and Niftos, Hoyashem Nekev, and they said, well, from the beginning when it's written there was a hole there, and his writing ended by the hole. Then it is possible because we learned before the concept of buka gvil. It has to be written in the fashion that there was parchment around it. Here it ends with a hole. That psul, as we said before, is only when it was like that at the time of the writing. But if it happened afterwards, it's all right. Or in other cases, im regular kof apshuta yisum agil sefer klaf. He has a chof at the end of the last line that he's writing, and he drags it down all the way to the bottom of the parchment, and there's no parchment after it. So, once again, the letter ends in a fashion that there's no cloth around it. So there's b'li ha'klaf mitchilos, and then it's possible. Yeah, so this will summarize what we saw over here, that at the time when he's writing a letter, it has to be mukav gvil, there has to be parchment around the letter. If afterwards there's a problem as a result of a hole, then it is not possible afterwards. There are opinions of the hold that Shabru brings them, that if there's a hole between two letters in a fashion that after the hole is made, there's no parchment between the two letters, that's equivalent to a connection between two letters and will create a problem even if it happened after the writing. But in all the cases of lack of parchment around it, if there's enough ink there that you could scrape off a little bit and you will remain with the letter and you still have parchment next to it because he scraped off something with ink. That's a very good machshavah.